Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Franklin Music Hall getting ready for tonight's lottery party, the Sixers' most consequential lottery in years.
Yeah.
Could change a 10.5% chance of changing the franchise forever.
Now that's, so 1 through 4 is all 10.5% chance, right?
I think one of them, 4, I think is difficult for them to get. I think there's only a...
They evened it out a couple years ago.
Yes, now they flattened the odds.
My lottery lingo isn't as strong as it was in 2017.
Let's put it this way. The worst team in the league, the Jazz, only have a 13% chance of number one.
Okay.
And then the next few, we are 5th in lottery odds right now. So 64.5% chance of keeping the pick and a 10.5% chance of getting number one.
They better at least keep the pick.
They got to keep it. This is not going to be a happy place if they don't keep the pick.
I don't think this place is going to stand if they don't end up with at least the pick.
If they don't get the pick or if they get number one, Franklin Music Hall might go down either way tonight. And the release of anxiety, if we just keep the pick, would be enormous. And from what people are saying, Dylan Harper, I don't watch college basketball, but Dylan Harper pretty solidly in there as number two would make for an interesting future decision for the Sixers, as Dylan Harper is a pretty ball dominant guard, and the Sixers already having Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain there as well. 215-592-9494. If the Sixers win the lottery tonight and get Cooper Flagg, do you run it all back once more, at least with Joel Embiid, and give it a shot with Cooper Flagg, or do you start the youth movement and move on from Embiid? 215-592-9494. Chris and Devin, you're on WIP.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking the call. Spike, pretty hard to disagree with your conclusion you made. However, I'll ask this question. How do you guys think he did at the Olympics?
Who?
They don't win the gold without him.
Come on.
Well, they don't.
He wasn't even involved in the Olympics. I mean, nobody even wanted to play with the guy.
What about the Serbia game?
Yeah, I mean, he won the Serbia game for him. Were you watching the Olympics, or is just something somebody told you about it? Okay.
My whole thing is you can't build a team around the guy because everything has to go through him, and he's just not reliable. He's always on the ground. You know, I was a season ticket holder until this year, 3 years. And you don't even want to know how much it was. $80,000 a year for a waste of money. It wasn't even entertaining for the last year.
I wonder, Spike. With this, you know, getting the number one overall pick, does it make people want to move on even more from Joel Embiid?
Yeah, I think so.
I agree. I mean, it's time, guys. Move on. Find somebody who's not one. I mean, is there one guy on Boston who, you know, the whole world has to revolve around it. No, I mean,
but hold on. There's one guy on Denver. There's one guy on OKC. There's one guy on the Knicks. There's like
Timberwolves.
Yeah, the Timberwolves. There's one guy on the Timberwolves. Like this whole thing where if you want to know, hold on, Chris, I'll let you talk. But if you want to, it's all good. If your plan is to be Boston and get like two top 10 players on the team, and then also add Derek White, and then also add Drew Holiday.
And Porzingis.
Like, go ahead. But that's much, much, much harder to do and to accomplish and to build that sort of roster than it is every other team. Every other team gets a best player, and everything circles around the best player. The Celtics are a wonderful team, and last year's team, one of the best NBA teams I've seen, actually. But they're building a team like that is nearly impossible.
I agree. Look, I'm not saying you don't have one guy, but you need a guy who's not on the ground half the game. And by the way, one other comment, and I'll let you guys go. When you're at the games and you're watching him on the bench, you're watching him everywhere, he's not a leader, guys. He's not a leader. He's not the guy that gets everybody motivated and does all that. He's not. And you can't say he is because he's not. Anyway, thanks for the time, guys.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I think you and I both understand the desire to just sort of release and move on.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at it pragmatically and thinking, if the goal is to win a title, then keeping Embiid gives you the best chance of winning a title, at least in the next couple of years. Like, I just don't know where that other player is coming from. I really don't. I understand the exhaustion with Embiid, mm-hmm. but I also don't. I still want to, with everything they've put together, I want one more chance at a championship. That's it.
The hard thing with this situation is that it feels like Embiid is a cloud hovering over the team.
Yes.
At least for us.
Yeah.
At least for fans. Yeah, I don't know if it is for the team, but
right,
it is for
right,
fans.
Right, that's what I'm saying, for fans. So it almost feels like their excitement can't reach its full potential unless they feel like we have a new era and it's not about Embiid and Paul George. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
People sort of want to feel like they have a fresh start going.
And that's how I've been for the last couple of years. And I don't want this to be perceived as I don't like Joel, because I
no, that's no, kind of
I know because yeah. I see him over there.
No, I understand.
Like,
I
respect Joel. You know, yeah. I think he's actually going to be underrated, and I'm actually ready to move on from Joel so we can look back 5 years and be like, wow, what a player,
and think fondly
yeah.
of him. Yeah,
because right now it's not. No one thinks positively about Joel Embiid.
Right.
I just want a fresh start, and I know that maybe their title odds go down, but also I think it's really far-fetched to think that he's going to even be close to what he could be. So I just – if you get Cooper Flagg, I just want to maybe just rid yourself of the entire process. People always made the joke of like, well, you know, maybe the process was bad karma this entire time, and – I know. You roll your eyes.
People believe it.
It's bad sports comedy. They pissed off the sports gods.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe we gotta rid ourselves completely of the process to get started and get the franchise back on track.
Dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a legitimate argument to move on from. It is legitimate. My thing is if he's okay with being here and he's excited about moving forward and he's not an anchor on the team and everything has to revolve around him to where the other guy, he stunts their growth, I'm good with him being here.
But what's your gut tell you about that?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
Neither do I.
I don't know if he would be.
I still think he thinks he's the man.
Right.
And
I think.
And he runs his franchise.
I think I believe that more than I don't believe
it. It's kind of like when you have a star quarterback that's on the decline and they draft that young quarterback.
Yeah.
And some of them stick around, but it's kind of ugly.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, when you, because especially you have to wonder, how is he going to react if we were to get Cooper Flagg? The excitement about
around
Cooper
Flagg.
Flagg, yes.
Well, that
maybe start seeing tweets. Maybe start, you know, the windmill dunk he tweets out.
Yeah.
Remember all the good times.
Well, yeah. I do think it'll be an interesting dynamic just from that perspective because he'll be – even for Maxi. Like, people love Maxi, but if we have a new toy –
yeah.
number one pick, that'll be the only player that anybody talks about.
Yes.
You know, for the at least for the next 6 months.
Yes. Well, especially if it's Cooper Flagg.
Yep. 215-592-9494. If the Sixers get number one tonight, would you start the youth movement?
You think it's the same excitement if it's Ace Bailey?
No,
probably not.
I'll keep Joel if it's Ace Bailey or
well, Dylan Harper.
Or Ron Harper Jr.
You know, if they
or Bryce Harper.
If they get three or four, they could trade back.
Right.
They could. You know, if they don't get one or two, they could trade back. So we have a 10.5% chance of getting the number one pick, but you have a 100% chance of getting a brand new Hyundai if you go to Colonial. 100. No lottery there. None at all. The cars are John Ashdale, the team at Colonial. They have a choice for you right now. It's a good choice at Colonial. Until May 31st, you can have one or two things. You can either get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. It's 20% off. It's a big number. Or get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. 20% off or $6,500 for your trade for any new Hyundai in stock. And we're talking about Elantras, Tucson's, Ioniqs, Palisades, more. 20% off. Any new Hyundai in stock or $6,500 for your trade. And to make it even more affordable, you're talking about the best financing anywhere in the business, as low as 0%. Every new Hyundai you're going to get comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, and online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. All right, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Jack, what do we have for the Twitter question?
If the Sixers end up getting the first pick tonight, would you want them to run it back with Embiid and Paul George with Cooper Flagg or trade them both and start fresh?
What do you think, Ike, the poll is
at? Well, it feels like this may be leaning towards moving on from both guys. So I'll say start fresh is probably 73%.
70%. I wonder if it was just Paul George, like trade Paul George and keep Cooper Flagg and keep with Embiid?
Or just, I think Embiid's the bigger question. Yeah. I think if you were to rephrase it just with Embiid, but I still think we end up with 63% or 65% saying youth movement. That would be my guess.
And the other one, are you glad the Eagles are playing the Cowboys week one, or do you wish it was another team?
So that announced today that the Eagles will be playing the Dallas Cowboys September 4th, Thursday night. The night where the banner drops at Lincoln Financial Field.
And it's kind of funny to do it in front of the Cowboys.
Yeah, I like that it's the Cowboys because so many times they've been burying these division games so late in the season. And at that point, maybe the Giants stink or the Cowboys stink or whatever. At least in game one, they don't stink yet. Like, we still think they stink from last year, but the juice from the Cowboys game is there on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So I like, Jack, you just brought up the idea of celebrating in front of them, and I like the glamour of it being Eagles-Cowboys on Thursday night. I don't know. I think it's cool. And do I want to play the Lions or the Rams the first week as we're getting everything together? I don't know. I think I'd rather play the Cowboys at that point. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I see both sides of this coin.
Boy, it's been a big day for you seeing both
sides.
Yeah,
it really has, yep. Man. I feel real disappointed in myself.
Yeah, real hedger over here. Yeah. Have a take, Coward. Yeah.
Never had you as a hedger.
I'm just saying, man. You know, I would not have guessed Cowboys as an opener.
It's a surprise. We didn't talk about it. We talked about the Bears. We talked about the Rams. Yeah. We talked about the Lions. We talked about the Commanders. I don't think we mentioned the Cowboys once.
Well, in part because you almost know that Eagles-Cowboys is usually a Sunday night game. So it's an NBC game.
And usually later
every,
in the year.
Every year. So we know they're going to be there. So you almost don't expect it to be on Thursday night. But it is a Sunday night NBC production on Thursday night football that weekend, and they decided to go with Cowboys. I would have been okay with the Rams. You know, I don't mind starting off with the Rams. You know, they really feel like they should have beat the Eagles, but I don't even really think it should have been close. It was more so based on what the Eagles did the final 2 minutes of that game with that defense, prevent defense that let the Rams get back into the game. But they have taken that and really use that as motivation this offseason, feeling like they could have been in the Super Bowl. I would have been okay with them. Washington, repeat of the NFC Championship game, would have been okay with that. Jaden Daniels is a fresh face, young star. It's a divisional matchup. It's against a good team coming off of last year. I would have been okay with that. And Detroit, because they wanted it so much, because they have players talking about it. They wanted it. I think it would have been nice for us to talk about what could have happened last year based on what did happen, and that would have given it a little juice as well. But I can't be mad about the Cowboys-Eagles opening up the season.
Oh, no. Little pickle juice game 25
years later. Yeah, I can't be mad
later.
About that.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's a good matchup for sure.
I got to be honest, I was a little disappointed. I saw it come across my phone, and my reaction was like, all right.
Dude, how much of that is painted by the fact that the Cowboys were terrible last year?
Well, they've sucked.
Oh, a lot of it, yeah. A lot of it is that.
They haven't done squat.
Because I'm not excited about the matchup from a competitive standpoint.
No. That's why I wanted the Lions. Like, I wanted the Lions week one because they've been talking all offseason. They think they belong in that game. And I think, honestly, it would have got the Eagles locked in for game one. And I think the Lions being there, they could play all the clips. They can and that's a way to rev yourself up off of the Super Bowl.
You worried Saquon might find some other events to go to?
Now that is he going to be a live Ricky tonight? Or is he
you never know.
Party?
You know, we have the invites out.
Yeah. Now, I do agree that leading up to that game, it would have been more of a back and forth what would have been and what should have been if it was the Lions or the Rams.
I actually think there's a little bit more bloodthirst for both the Lions and Rams than Cowboys.
I agree with that. But the matchup of Eagles versus Cowboys.
I get the circus and pomp and stance around it, but
such a
the worst.
But it's just listen. We can all be honest. Eagles Cowboys hasn't hit the same in a long time, and like I just the Lions intrigued me way more. We've done the Cowboys.
We'll play the Lions. There will be a Lions
week
game.
One. Like it's there's extra. Juice
are you trying to
it.
Bury? Don't
yeah.
you? Don't you?
You
want
know the, what he wants?
Don't you want the Eagles Cowboys to be revived?
Yeah, it's not gonna be revived. They stink. I mean, revived with who? Miles Sanders revenge spot. Cook Javonte Williams.
Hey, you got George Pickens.
I know George Pickens. Dak in a comeback spot. No,
Spike's right. It's the first game of the season, so everybody will be optimistic about the Cowboys.
Yeah, it'll be. And even us, I think there's more juice from an Eagles fan standpoint if you put the Cowboys in a situation where, like, it's almost like helping them out, putting them in a primetime spot. I think it makes the Eagles Cowboys thing a little bit sexier because of it being in that spot as opposed to, you know, December 8th when the Cowboys are 6-6 or whatever it is.
These stinking Cowboy fans come out when this team is on national TV.
Oh, you know they'll be out.
They
there.
Do, and they'll definitely be out that night. And that's why, one of the main reasons why I do like this matchup is the unveiling of the banner.
In front of them.
In front of
now,
them.
Now, that will be cool.
I do appreciate that.
You got to show it to Micah.
Yes, I do appreciate that part of it.
Let Micah Parsons know what it's like to be a winner in case he doesn't get his contract
settled. I don't know if the league was thinking about this, but this is, a petty thing to do from an Eagles viewpoint.
You think Lurie bribed the league to let him do it?
I don't know if they thought about this, but unveiling the banner for being defending champs that night, that's good to do in front of the Cowboys.
Yeah, but you know what's not right?
What?
Doing it in front of Miles Sanders, who has to deal with Saquon Barkley, who he backed up at Penn State.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the job done in 22. Now they unveil a banner right in front of him.
So if Jeff Lurie can bribe the league to make game one against the Cowboys, can Josh Harris bribe the league to get us the number one pick?
Yes.
Rig it. Yes. Come on,
that.
Josh.
We
pay for it.
Well, and by the way.
Pay for it.
By the way.
They already rigged the lottery once.
The Jazz don't need another white guy in Utah.
No, come on.
I mean, come on.
That ain't really worked out very well.
It's the only thing that gets buzz.
I mean, Stockton is still the greatest to ever play in Utah with Malone.
Those two guys. Yeah.
Stockton.
Oh, what about AK-47?
Yeah, and nowhere near
Stockton. Lauri Markkanen?
Nowhere near.
Does it count as a white guy if he's not an American white guy?
Yep.
It does. It still
counts.
Yep. So we got Luka?
Do we have Jokic?
What do you mean?
Well, he's officially a white guy, Luka?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Oh, you confused me when you said we.
I'm like, talking about delegations.
Yeah, because who was trying to take Cooper DeGene from us last week?
OG Wade.
OG. That hands off.
No. Just when a white guy has a little bit of style, he doesn't just leave, you know? He's still no, Ike.
I respect OG. Yeah. I respect the request.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 215-592-9494, the biggest lottery in the last
welcome.
25 years for the Sixers. It changes the course of the franchise. If the Sixers win the lottery tonight, do you move on and start the youth movement or run it back one more time with Embiid? Give it a shot with Cooper Flagg there. Coming up next, Jack, the rumor is Phils are hot.
And Ike, I guess, has an official statement on the Phils.
Oh, that might be next. Are we getting it next?
The
High Hopes Jackie Baseball
Report. The High Hopes Ike Reese Baseball Report.
You didn't forget about that, huh?
No.
Oh, very curious. Been waiting on it for 52 minutes.
No. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.